Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Emma McCarthy. The Pontifical Council for Legislative Texts is marking the 25th anniversary of the promulgation of the Code of Canon Law this week with a study convention entitled Canon Law in the Life of the Church, Investigations and Perspectives. The conference will take place in the Vatican Synod Hall on Thursday and Friday and will see the participation of over 700 delegates, experts in the field of canon law, drawn from universities and institutions throughout the world. The convention was launched Tuesday in the Vatican Press Office by President of the Pontifical Council, Archbishop Francesco Cocco Palmiero, and Undersecretary Monsignor Juan Ignacio Arrieta. Archbishop Cocco Palmiero began by underlining that the Code of Canon Law indicates not only the duties of the faithful, but also the fundamental rights of the individual believer, lay or ordained, and as a consequence, the universal Church. Having said that, however, the Archbishop remarked that as it is a human work, it is always open to reform and, when necessary, restoration of some norms which may not have withstood the passage of time. The main aim of this two-day convention, he concluded, is to identify some areas that are in need of renovation. Given time restrictions, the study session has been reduced to focus on the application and progress of the Code's norms in three congregations: the Congregation for Bishops, the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples, and the Congregation for Institutes of Consecrated Life and Societies of Apostolic Life. Summing up the areas under study, Undersecretary Monsignor Arrieta outlined three areas linked to the congregations involved, notably priestly formation and the way in which canon law is taught in seminaries and universities, how canon law is applied, particularly how the ordained represent and determine the law for the faithful, and finally, problem-solving when issues arise from its application.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.